Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into another A Convo with Mo episode. It's your girl Mo Diggs, and I am sorry that this episode is so late in the week. You know, I got a baby now, so I gotta make sure I take care of my son, okay? But today's episode, we are talking about friendships and friendship breakups. We were going to talk about privacy and social media, but I think that's going to be for next week. So make sure you stay tuned for next week's episode, because some of y'all was in my DM asking me why I was hiding my pregnancy. I was not hiding my pregnancy. I just didn't post. But we're going to get into that next week. This week, we're talking about Kylie and Jordan, because Kylie Jenner and Jordan Wentz were spotted hanging out again. And y'all definitely gave me the feels. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really like to share my platform with the Kardashians, but I feel like I loved witnessing Kylie and Jordan's friendship. Like, they looked so, like they were just such good friends. Like, to me, I got the feels, you know, like soulmate vibes. And so seeing them spotted back together after the whole Tristan Thompson debacle in 2019 made me super, super happy. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, okay. Let's just get into it, because it's like, I love Jordan Woods' glow up since they, you know, stopped being friends. But I also am here for reunions, right? I'm also here for reconciliation. That's like my vibe. I don't know if you guys know, but I love a good reconciliation. Like, one thing about me, I have a forgiving heart, and I really do forgive and I forget. Like, I don't hold drama. I don't hold grudges. I don't hold beef, because I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's from losing my mom when I was younger, but like, life is short, and I just don't feel like I have it in me to one day where we have beef and the next day you're not here. But there are times where, you know, it really is a breakup. And I feel like in those moments, I know, like, I'm aware, like, is this really that deep? So yeah, let's get into it. Like I said, Jordan Woods and Kylie Jenner rekindled their friendship, it seems, over a little LA dinner, a little LA night out. This is the first time they were spotted together since the Tristan Thompson debacle of 2019. Shout. And if you watch the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kylie had just like made it known that she was in a super hard place or whatever. But, you know, they ended the friendship after the red table talk and all that other drama. Anyways, boom. So they haven't been seen together since 2019. It is 2023. You know, people grow up, people change, people mature. And now they've had a little din-din. So today I want to talk about the difference between a friendship breakup and a friendship break. Okay, y'all. As y'all know, losing a close friend can be even more painful than a romantic breakup. Like, that joint hurts. Oh my gosh. Like, because if you my treacherous little twin, you feel me? Like, you my treacherous little twin. I don't know if you guys can hear my son in the background, but you like what mommy's saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you my treacherous little twin, you my treacherous little twin. You know what I mean? It's definitely possible for you to heal from the loss, but like, it's just painful and it is a loss and you do mourn. So let's talk about what causes a friendship breakup to begin with, right? So like, breaking of trust, breaches of trust, changes of interests and values, misunderstandings, clashes with gang members, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a part of my team and you mess with somebody I don't mess with, then it's like, I don't like that. Abusive behavior, you know. So many different things, you know, can cause friendship breakups. But it's so important to spot, like I said, is it a break or is it a breakup, right? Because some of y'all be giving y'all men more chances than y'all do y'all friends. And I don't like that. I don't like that. Like, we give so much grace to the men in our lives, but when like the women in our lives make a mistake or they do something that is, you know, egregious or whatever, you know, we don't give them the chance to make it up. We don't give them room for reconciliation. And I don't like that. So here are some of the, you know, things that I think about. Let's see, like, if I'm going through an issue with a friend, because obviously, you know, we all go through issues with our friends, and sometimes we'll be like, yo, I'm never talking to this person again. Here's some of the things that I think about before I make a decision as to whether or not let's rekindle or let's not, right? So has there been a betrayal? And if there's been a betrayal, is my friend trying to make it right? Or are they just like, nah, F you? You know what I mean? Is there a misunderstanding? Is this just a misunderstanding? Because a lot of the times it's just a misunderstanding and a simple conversation can heal. Right, baby? Yeah. Mommy's right? Yeah. A lot of the times it's just a misunderstanding and you just need to have a conversation. And sometimes we're hard-headed and we don't want to have a conversation. So have you taken the steps to tell your friend how you feel, because a lot of the times it builds up, and because you haven't ever told your friend how you feel, now they're in the dark, right? Like, they don't even know what you're mad about. They don't even know that you could have possibly been mad about it, because we, you know, we getting older, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say we old, but we getting older. Some of our friendships were based off of things that were just like childish, you know what I'm saying? And we had good times, but now we're getting into different phases in our lives where, child, I need to know, is you rocking with me? And also, like, I need you to know that I'm not into some of the stuff that I was before. You know what I mean? Is your friend toxic? Are they toxic? And are they taking steps to become a healthier person, right? Because, you know, you spot your friend's toxicity, you communicate to them, they say, you know what, I'm going to try to become a better person. You see, all right, bet, it's not a breakup, it's a break. And then they don't try to become a better person. That's when you know it's time to break up. Because it's like, hold on, wait a minute, you just say you was trying to become a better person. I haven't seen any signs of you becoming a better person. Another thing to look at is your friend holding you back or helping you become a better person? I think with friendship breakups and or breaks, it's so important to look at the longevity of the relationship, and throughout the entirety of the relationship, has this person held you back or have they helped you become a better person? And I feel like if you look at it and you see that they've helped you become a better person overall, then maybe you guys just need some time apart. Maybe you just need a break. Maybe you just need some space. Maybe you just need to reassess the friendship. And last but not least, is this something that we can overcome, or is it only going to cause harm in the long run? And I think that's the main question, right? Like, is this something that we can talk through? Has this person put all this effort in? Is this person, you know, just beneficial to me? Or is this situation or the circumstance or all these things going to cause me more harm in the long run? And I think after you ask yourself all these questions and you think and you say, you know what, it's time for a friendship breakup, then it's time for that friendship breakup. Otherwise, you're going to end up hurting yourself a million times more. I am team, wherever possible, seek resolution. Like, I feel like wherever you can, if there's room to, you know, having that conversation, if there's room to reconcile, then, like, do it. I think talking to people, which is I'm such an advocate for, is just a healthy way to promote understanding, expressing how you were hurt, and sometimes even apologizing, because, like, the goal isn't to attack this person when you're talking to them, because sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to go talk to this person about what they did to me and I'm going to attack them and rah rah rah. Like, the goal is to make sure that you know, express how you feel, you know, understand how both parties feel, and then get to some kind of resolution. And sometimes that resolution is, we need a break. Sometimes that resolution is, I wish you well, but I don't think we can continue this friendship. And sometimes that resolution is, you know, here's where we went wrong. Let's make it work right here and right now. And as long as I think you feel safe and your heart is guarded, then I think you are in a great place to, you know, navigate the friendship. But the idea of, like, cutting somebody off cold turkey, I've done it before. It does not work. It's terrible. It's mean. And I used to think it was okay, but I think it's so harmful to yourself, your growth, as well as to whoever the individual is. Unless there's, like, some kind of abuse involved, then it's like, just dead it. You know what I mean? I want to talk about sometimes when we're in the wrong. And I think it's so important to do self-reflection, y'all. Sometimes, baby, it's you. It's like, sometimes you're not the victim. Sometimes you're the problem. And it takes a lot to say, yo, this is where I went wrong. Because there's always two parts to a story, right? There's always two parts to the friendship. And there's always somewhere that you could have been better. Whether that's holding yourself more accountable, whether that's, you know, being more understanding, whether that's seeing a red flag. Like, there's, you could have went wrong in so many ways. So I think it's so important first to see, yo, like, what could I have done better to make this friendship work? Or what can I do better to make this friendship work, right? There are a million and one ways to kind of navigate friendships, because every friendship is so different. But I think the number one most important thing to do is just take your time, like, assess, reassess, figure out how you feel. Like, just take your time, like, doing anything in a rush, doing anything angstily, I don't know if that's the word, but doing anything quickly, it never actually helps. So, like, take your time, step away, reassess, and then make the decision on whether you want to break up for real, or you want to take a break. Because, you know, yeah, like I said, y'all be a little too friendly with these guys. Y'all be a little too forgiving with these guys. And then with your homegirl, you be quick to be like, no, I'm cutting her off. I'm good. I'm straight off her. And it's just like, child, you've been friends with her since the second grade. Like, cut it out. Like, we could figure something out. Let's just talk it through. You know what I mean? And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. I feel like, you know, seeing Jordan and Kyla together, I was like, that's cute. We love a little reunion over here, you know. And, you know, I think something to look at with Jordan and Kylie is the fact that when they did take the break, I don't know what happened with Kylie, but Jordan leveled up, honey. She leveled up. And now I think she's more confident in herself. I'm just assuming. I don't know these people, but this is what it looks like to me. It looks like she's more confident. You know, she's more secure in who she is. You know, maybe she's forgiven herself for whatever part she had to play. And now ready to, you know, maybe tap back into the friendship. And maybe when she taps back in, she sees that it's not what she wanted. But, you know, at least she was able to get that break. And she was able to grow. Or maybe she'll tap back in and be like, yeah, I miss this. This is exactly what I wanted. And I miss this friendship. But either way, I feel like there was growth and there was accountability. And, you know, you stepped away and you figured out what you wanted. So maybe you don't necessarily need to cut this person off. Maybe you just need a break from them. And in that break, you also need boundaries, child. But I can't talk about everything. Like, I can't. This is only a 15-minute pod. Like, I can't get into everything. It should be a 15-minute pod. It might be 20. I don't know. But thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, guys. Once again, it's your girl, Mo Ziggs. And make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. And follow at A Convo with Mo and at Mo Dig on Instagram. And I will chat with you guys later in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.